Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
And now resident of Scranton.
Ah, yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Thanks. And to everyone out there, happy Valentine's Day. We're recording today on Valentine's Day, and as I understand it, this show will upload later today on Valentine's Day when Brian gets a chance to do all that work. But for now, we'll at least get it recorded, right, Brian?
That's right.
So, anything new and exciting besides your new digs, which I really have to say, very, very impressive.
Yeah, not bad for a whole building, too.
Yeah.
All I know is gas is expensive. I mean,
what do you mean?
Heating gas.
Heating gas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's much worse than oil. And oil's no picnic either, but, you know, because I remember when I used to pay the oil bill for the house that I was in with ex-nightmare number two, we had just a propane tank.
Right,
so
right.
It was just enough propane to run the stove and the hot water heater. Everything else was heated with the oil. And the oil bill would come monthly, and that would be in the winter months, as much as what the propane was quarterly.
I'll bet.
You know? And that was just a little, you know, but still, but even quarterly, the propane, you would get a $300 or $400.
Yep.
You know? But yeah, so that's how you heat the whole place. Oh, it's toasty in here.
Well, in the room we're in, because I have a little electric heater in this room.
Yeah.
But no, it's steam. Steam,
yeah.
Radiators.
I know, and they're pretty. They're the old ones. I like
yep.
that.
It's still expensive. Uh-oh.
I did a bag.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know who this is, but I forgot to shut my cell phone off. Somebody named Rick just sent me a text saying Happy Valentine's Day. And Rick, whoever you are, wherever you are, I appreciate sentiment, but I don't know who you are. I'm going to shut this off. Sorry about that.
Oh, Lordy.
Anyway,
she was so overwhelmed with the house.
I know, and overwhelmed with everything. I've been going since 6 o'clock this morning, but it's all good. It's all good. I got all the laundry done. I got the garbage out. I got the bed made and changed the sheets. I took care of the cats. I drove out here.
Yep.
So not bad. Not bad. Yeah. So it only took like an hour and 15, hour and 20
yeah.
minutes. So that's not too bad.
No, it's almost my
drive.
Once
a month, or well, every other month, you know.
Yep.
I can handle that. It's not too bad. Anyway.
Yeah, you're, isn't this around the area you got your hearse?
No, not this far out.
I thought you said it was Scranton you got it.
Oh, God, no. No, it was, it was a lot closer. It only took like 45, 50 minutes to get to the place from where I live.
Ah,
It was like, yeah. Okay, so anyway, I have a cute little story to share with everyone. Now, you got to bear in mind, since we're running behind time here because we're only going to be able to record once a month. But in any event, this was a story that came out on February 1st, based out of Weehawken, New Jersey. Weehawken is a cute little town. It's in Bergen County. It's coming back on the fries. Anyway, but yeah, you can turn it up more. We got to hear the song, otherwise it doesn't make sense. So here's the story. After 5 years fielding thousands of calls to one of rock and roll's most celebrated phone numbers, disc jockey Spencer Potter is hanging up on Jenny. Her 7 digits are familiar to anyone who paid attention to pop music in the early 1980s, which you can hear in the background, 8675309, immortalized by the band Tommy Two Tone. Potter and his roommates requested the number on a lark for their home phone in northern New Jersey. They got it, along with about 30 to 40 calls a day. The 28-year-old Potter said he's selling his business, which is a blast entertainment, and moving to New York. The business and the phone number are for sale on eBay, where the high bid at last count was about $1,000.
Damn.
And I should point out, there's a plumber that advertises on DHA, WDHA-FM radio, which is 105.5 if you're in the New Jersey area. Or you can go to, I guess, what is it, WDHAFM.com and listen to it stream over the internet. However, I've heard a plumber that advertises, and he's 1-800-867-5309.
Uh-huh. I'm sure every area code has one.
Yeah, I'm sure people jumped up. I mean, I could see where I wouldn't want to do, because I remember when the song came out and people who just happened to have that number were like having to have it changed because all of a sudden they were getting all these crank calls.
Well, actually, I'd like to have it, but have a business with an automated recording.
So yeah, see when someone calls it. I should have picked that for the e-voice for NJGHS.
Oh, great.
908-867-5309. Because with eVoice, it's not bad. I mean, that automatically, it's just a system that picks up, and then the person leaves a message, and it texts my cell phone to say, right. Hey, you have a message.
So you get 30 to 40 texts a day from that.
Yeah.
And you have to go and listen to them
all. My text message only holds 40 messages, my inbox on that, which certain psychopaths have managed to max out in the past, you know.
Huh. Ooh.
Moving on. Anyway, February 4th, Collinsville, Illinois. Hackers are messing with electronic road signs. This is great in some states. Warning of zombies and raptors down the road. Traffic safety officials aren't amused. The latest breach came during Tuesday morning's rush hour near Collinsville, Illinois, which is east of St. Louis. That's where hackers changed the sign along the southbound Interstate 255 to read, Daily lane closures due to zombies.
Run away! Run away!
Similar pranks have been pulled in recent days near Indianapolis and in Austin, Texas. The Illinois Department of Transportation's Joe Gassaway worries that such pranks distract drivers from legitimate hazards down the road, perhaps endangering road crews. In Illinois, tampering with an official traffic control device is a misdemeanor punishable up to $250 fine. Which, but it's worth, I mean, the little picture is adorable. Caution, zombies ahead. I would be pulling the car over between laughing and crying from the tears of laughter so hard, I'd have to get the cell phone out and take a picture of that. That is just too funny. Meeting announcements?
Oh, why not?
We're moving on here, people. February 17th, that's right around the corner. That is your North Jersey Division meeting from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey. This month's meeting topic, Ouija boards. Team leader Dina Tirico will lead you on a fascinating insight to Ouija boards, why they work, how they work, and why you should not work them. Okay. On March 4th, the Central Jersey Division will have its meeting in the Hazlitt Library. And that's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The Hazlitt Library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be there to lead that meeting. As always, all our meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can pay for membership while at the meeting. And every meeting has a share and scare segment. So if you have some questionable photos or audio recordings, feel free to share them during share and scare and get them evaluated for authenticity in terms of paranormal content. And with that said, we're going to take a quick break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away.
I'm Rosemary Ellen Guiley, author of many paranormal books, including the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and the Encyclopedia of Witches, Witchcraft, and Wicca. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Now, last week's show, Brian and I, you know, did a sufficient amount of...
Badgering
about how we didn't have any Parashares. And I have to say, it worked. For the next... this show and the next 3 weeks' shows, we have Parashares.
Wow. Yes.
All right, people. Now, here we go. This one says, "Hey, Laura. Here is an interesting little something that happened to me while I was at an investigation in October. I was at the Shanley Hotel in upstate New York for an investigation during Halloween last year, which would be 2008. And it was my first time there. I was staying in the Rose Room while I was there. My first night there, there were only about 8 of us in the hotel before Shannon and Sylvia showed up for the next day for our investigation. I was laying in the bed reading while two other friends were in the room with me on the bed talking. When I felt a pinch so hard on my back, I screamed and jumped up. I startled my friends and they said, 'What happened?' I said, 'I don't know. Something pinched my back. Please look at it for me because it hurt.' My friends got up and lifted up the back of my shirt and said, 'Oh my God, you have scratch marks on your back.' I said, 'What? Come on, I didn't touch my back when I felt the pain. I just jumped up. I couldn't see the marks, so my friends took pictures to show me, and sure enough, there were 6 scratch marks going in 2 different directions on my back, and the area was very red. As my friends were taking pictures, the marks were going away, and by the next morning, there was nothing there. No sign that anything happened to me. It was very strange. I didn't feel any bad feelings in that room during my time there, but shared my experience with the owners, Sal and Cindy. They told me that never happened to anyone staying in the hotel. I had an amazing experience and great investigation at the Shanley, and I will be going back soon, and I hope to get some NJGHS members to join me. Thanks, Jennifer Adonizio." Well, thank you, Jennifer. That's a pretty extraordinary story. I mean, that, and you know, things like that happen. Yeah, people feel... they feel scratches, and that was good they took the pictures right away. I've seen stuff like that where you don't take the picture and then it fades away and you have no proof. And very nice.
Yes.
So see, people, that was something where she went to do an investigation in a haunted hotel and sent in her experience. Ah, it's perfect.
And it probably took her 10 minutes to write, if that.
Yeah. It saved me hours of agonizing over writing something to put in or make something up.
And hours of me listening to her bitch about nobody sending anyone anything in.
Exactly. All right, well, stay tuned. We have a quick commercial and we'll be right back. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.GhostVillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Christopher Balzano, and after a short time off, we are back with the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly trip around the paranormal news wires to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghostly community. Haunted houses on the market are nothing new, and real estate with ghosts involved is now big business, as some even choose to promote themselves as being haunted, knowing some people will come in just to see the ghost. A house in Minnesota is offering something more. The Winona Evening News is reporting the historic Anderson House Bed and Breakfast in Washoba, Minnesota is now up for sale to anyone who can afford the price tag. The house has been in existence for more than 150 years and is the longest continually operated hotel west of the Mississippi. It has a reputation for being haunted, which draws to the people of the house and to the town's business district every year. But ghosts may only be the second draw of the house. The Anderson House Bed and Breakfast is also known for its cats, which can be ordered as foot warmers or to keep you company through the night. It is reported that cats must stay in the house when the move is completed, but no word on the ghosts. It has long been said kids are more likely to see ghosts. But a story from the News Post Online and other sources throughout the net have claimed a kid's cell phone has evidence of the afterlife. Reese Pittman, 12, of Birmingham, England, both heard and saw two shadowy figures and recorded them with the device just days after his younger sister had complained a mysterious man had come into her room and finished her puzzle. The boy's mother believes the ghost to be some kind of guardian angel trying to help her after her divorce. In the report, Julian Banks of the British Paranormal Society says the film has potentially the best image of a ghost seen in years. This clip is now online, so check it out for yourself. In our weekly exorcism news, it seems, the High Court of Singapore has thrown out a case against members and clergy of the Novena Church. Amutha Valley Krishnan has claimed assault and battery, false imprisonment and negligence against the group for an incident in the August of 2004. Unlike the recent case in Texas, it was not a matter of civil versus criminal, but rather one side having a better case that got it thrown out, as Justice Lee Soo Kin had heard the case outlined in a 61-page document that doctors claimed the woman did not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and her testimony was inconsistent compared to the church's. The defendant is expected to have to pay legal costs for both sides, which is expected to be very substantial. When the end of the popularity of ghost programs on television comes, will we understand only upon looking back, or will we know it when we see it? If foresight can be 2020, we might look to E! Entertainment Television and mark the fall happened there. According to Reuters, the entertainment station has just finished production on a new paranormal television show called Hot Girls in Scary Places. On the show, starring three beautiful cheerleaders from USC, a cash prize of $10,000 is given to whoever can spend the night in an abandoned haunted house. The show will air on Friday, March 13th, which looks to be an unlucky date for everyone in the paranormal community. Thank you for listening to the Haunted Headlines. We'll be back next week with more stories impacting the paranormal community. Until then, you can check out these stories and others at Ghost Village's news section at www.ghostvillage.com/news. Until then, I'm Christopher Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what did the ghost Crazy Johnny of the Toys R Us in Sunnyvale, California, die of? The answer, encephalitis, which is an acute inflammation of the brain. It can be caused by a bacterial infection, such as bacterial meningitis, spreading directly to the brain, which is primary encephalitis, or maybe a complication of a current infectious disease like rabies or syphilis. Yeah, which
nice.
Is called secondary encephalitis. And a little side note, Crazy Johnny, when he was alive, he was in love with Beth Murphy, but never got to declare his love for her, and she married someone else from Sunnyvale. Johnny was chopping wood and cut his leg and bled to death at the age of 80. Now, Brian Sutton of Jackson, New Jersey, was our winner.
Wow, someone actually won?
Yes, he wrote in with it. A couple people did write in, but Brian was the first one to write in with the correct answer.
Now, I'm just shocked someone even answered.
Yeah, now we had a couple people answer, but Brian was the first one. Who,
nice.
And he was right. So he's getting an NJGHS t-shirt in the mail from us. Also, I recently got an email from him because he was saying, yes, send me the size that he wanted. And he also said he was at my presentation February 7th in Jackson, the library in mm-hmm. Jackson. And he wanted to buy one of my books, and I sold out. Did I tell you?
No.
I had a dozen copies with me of Ghost Hunting New Jersey. I put a couple out on there. There's a little piano covered over with
right.
a cover
right.
on the side of the room. So I made a nice display, put a couple books, some ghost poop, and some bookmarks. And I'm still setting up the projector, and people are like, oh, are these for sale? I'm like, yeah, $10 if I, you know, cash, and I'll sign it if you want. So the next thing, people are lining up, and I'm like, okay, so I'm still getting the computer to boot up, and I'm signing and everything. I sold out all 12 copies before I even began the lecture. I could not believe it.
Well, you better be ordering some more.
Yeah, I did. I had to, because this nice gentleman, Brian Sutton, also sent in an order now because he wanted to buy the book that day, and he missed out. So he ordered two of the books from our website, njghs.net, so I will be signing those the way he asked and sending them off to him along with his t-shirt as a prize. So that was pretty cool.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah, and I have, I've been confirmed with Professor Dumont of Fairleigh Dickinson University. I will be presenting to his psychology class.
Oh, jeez.
Can you believe this?
Yeah, she is psycho.
Oh, stop. On March 4th, yes, I have to get there at 6:30, and then he said he goes, it'd be a good lecture for about an hour, hour and a half. I'm like, not a problem. So that'll be my third college, actually. The first college that I did Fairleigh and Madison and Drew. Fairleigh and Madison and Kane. Fairleigh, Kane is in Union, right? Border of Union.
I think
Elizabeth
so.
Area.
Keene, yeah.
Keene and Seton Hall. Now, all three of those originally I just did. It was like an RA mm-hmm. who booked me to come to their particular
okay.
dorm, okay? But my first official presentation for a college class was Brookdale Community College. That was in 2007. And then last year I presented to a nursing class at Monmouth University. And now I will be presenting to a psychology class on death and dying, I believe it is, for Fairleigh Dickinson at their main campus in Teaneck, New Jersey. So how about that? So at some point, one of you professors is going to jump up and give me an honorary bachelor's, right? Oh, she laughs hysterically. So anyway, but yeah, but so March 4th, I'll be up there. So, and thankfully, it's an evening class because I have my own class that I go to during the day. So I'll have enough time. And of course, it's a Wednesday when I have the class from hell that seems to run overtime. So I'm going to be really like biting my nails trying to get out of this woman's class on time so I can go home and grab everything and then drive to Teaneck and all that traffic. But
oh, well.
But it's better than having to miss a day of school because so far I have perfect attendance.
Oh, brother. Kiss ass.
It's only been a week and a half, but I have perfect attendance. I've been on time and, you know me, how I neurose over stuff like that. Anyway, so Haunted Trivia. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of so easy, it's pathetic. What famous building in New York City is said to have the ghost of a girl who jumped to her death from the top of the building? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win one of our spiffy NJGHS t-shirts. Okay. I guess we're going to be wrapping it up here, huh?
I guess so.
Okay, I got to remind people to make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is right on the homepage of njghs.net. That way you get the latest and greatest info blasted right to your email box, which saves you from having to check the site daily. I don't mind however many times you want to check the site because that keeps bumping up hits and traffic and it looks good in terms of our Google reports and stuff, but you know, just to save yourself a step, and we will be announcing cemetery hunts because the weather will is getting warmer, so we'll have those be put together. I got to talk to the team leaders and see who's going to do what cemetery and get permission and blah, 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 and then we'll get that announced. So, but people who are on the Yahoo group will have that fed right to them faster than the next show comes out or, you know, or unless you remember to check the website, because I will have it on the homepage, too. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. This is the MySpace of paranormal. Let me tell you, America's Haunted Road Trip is doing a phenomenal job with them. They're going to be putting together a great conference, I believe, for like the first or second week in October this year. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the authors from the series America's Haunted Road Trip will probably be on board with that. A lot of great vendors, presenters, all kinds of stuff. From what I understand from Kara, who works in the publicity aspect of the Clarissy Press, it's going to be one hell of a conference. So anyway, you won't miss a beat if you sign up at www.americashauntedroadtrip.com. That way you get all the news, you have your own page, you can network with all the other authors and all the other paranormal fans. So it really is the MySpace of the paranormal. Right, Brian? You've been on it, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So, and it's nice. People post their blogs and they post, you know, latest investigation news. So even like with Facebook, how when you get on the main page of Facebook, mm-hmm. you can run down and just get like a totality of who's done what, when, and where. And that's what americashauntedroadtrip.com does, so it's pretty cool. And then you can also have your own page and so forth. So anyway, make sure you go there, check it out. Anything else?
Nope, you covered it.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And of course, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.